To the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, but Bob Enyart is here.
Doug McBurney, welcome to the studio and another episode of Bob Enyart Live. You know, we're having a great time in life, Doug.
This is a whirlwind tour. Weren't we just at the Capitol like 30 seconds ago?
30 seconds ago. Now, I don't know that this is for public consumption, but Fox News has just interviewed Personhood USA.
Yeah.
And this should be for a segment coming up next week on Special Report with Brett Baer.
Brett Baer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was exciting. It was with Keith Mason and Gualberto Garcia Jones.
Gualberto.
About Colorado getting back on the ballot. And Colorado is the tip of the spear in this battle to stop the killing of children.
Yeah. And we've got the adversary is stirred up against us. I think they vowed to spend a couple million dollars.
Couple million dollars. Planned Parenthood said they might sue. Yeah. I thought, who are they going to sue? Leslie Hanks? They got $1 billion. What does Leslie Hanks have?
They're going to take away her. Oh. Her house. She has a nice house.
Well, wait.
Maybe we shouldn't say that.
Leslie Hanks has eternal life.
Oh, yeah. Well, they can't get that.
She's got treasures compared to what Planned Parenthood has is blood money for killing tens of millions of babies.
And in Colorado, they're going to expend a good amount of that money.
Mm.
Money that they could use to kill babies, they'll be spending fighting personhood.
That's right. With the eyes of the nation on Colorado and the other states, Lord willing, that get on the ballot.
Our fellow laborers are gathering actively in California, Montana, Florida, and they're fighting the ACLU and Planned Parenthood in Alaska, Nevada, Missouri.
And they turned in their signatures, 130,000, in Mississippi.
In Mississippi, yes.
So it's exciting. Plus, there's state after state after state where they've introduced personhood legislation.
Yeah.
And, Doug, I announced yesterday there are 10 states that are white.
10 states that are white?
Yeah, on Personhood USA's map.
Yeah.
There are 10 states that have no personhood activity.
Really?
But some of the leaders, the top pro-life leaders in one of those white states, they've been conferring with the Denver pro-life community, and they're trying to decide the best way to launch personhood in their state.
Great.
That'll be 41 states.
Man, that's phenomenal.
That state could go on the map already, really.
Yeah.
Because there is a concerted effort. They're trying to figure out the best way to promote personhood.
Right. They want to launch effectively.
So you've got something from somebody's Facebook?
Well, I wanted to start. First of all, my typical intro I didn't get to do because literally we were walking into the studio.
Well, right. We left the Capitol.
I'm Doug McBurney, and I don't want to be a tax collector.
You don't want to be a tax...
That was going to be my intro today. Well, yesterday's show was just phenomenal.
Yesterday's show was really fun with Ken Hoagland, who is the nation's leading expert on a national sales tax.
The national sales tax.
He wrote the book on it.
Yeah.
The Fair Tax Solution.
Literally, yeah.
And 4 years ago, I interviewed, debated Neil Bortz on the national sales tax.
Yeah.
He's the national spokesman. And these guys, Doug, it is so easy to debate them and to show that their idea is bad. It's a bad idea to have a sales tax, let alone a national sales tax.
I love the analogy of telling the abused wife to just shut up. I used to smack you 5 times a week, not only smacking you once.
Yeah, that's what every answer he gave. He said, well, you know how bad it is right now. And when every one of these debates, there have been 3 of them now on Bob and Yurt Live, with each time the national spokesman authority for a national sales tax.
Yeah.
And we only do a show on this once every 5 years.
That's right. We have a moratorium.
Yeah. And so I start out every time saying, does the government have the right to force a man to become a tax collector? And to their credit, they will not lie and say, yes, it does. They refuse to do that.
Well, that's good.
They say they can't answer or no, it doesn't. And at that point, they lost.
Yeah.
Their entire life's work, they're pursuing a lie. This is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. And the one of the biggest problems with our tax system is how much money the federal government takes.
Yeah, the confiscatory nature of the tax rate.
Yeah, and so the national sales tax people say, well, this is revenue neutral. Oh. We'll still take in as much.
We're still going to rob you blind.
Yeah, that's like trying to help a drug addict saying, well, we're still going to give you the same amount of heroin. We're just going to give it to you in a different way.
Introduce it in a different manner.
Orally.
Yeah, right. Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, worth a listen. The Ken Hoagland interview from Tuesday. Definitely worth a listen.
And it's online at KGOV.com. And if you know anyone, like all my friends who wasted years of their lives pursuing term limits.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's just a waste of your life. It's just rearranging the deck chairs. Changing it to a national sales tax is a waste of your life. When you spend your life on something, let it be something of eternal value and worth.
Amen. Amen. Hey, it's not only is it on KGov, but yesterday's broadcast, well, at least comments about it, are on Facebook.
Mm.
Facebook, which now gets more traffic than Google. Did you see that report?
It's astounding.
Facebook.
And I can't get myself to go to Facebook. I don't know why. I don't want to be out of the loop.
No, I went there. I have a thing there, but I only go like once a week.
My wife, Cheryl, has on her Facebook page, and I wouldn't know this. I've been told that she's married to Bob Enyart, but it's unconconfirmed. Apparently, Bob Enyart has to confirm.
Oh, you have to confirm that you're married.
To this person.
Well, that means you have a Facebook page.
I must.
You must have a Facebook page.
I don't know why.
We better find that out. Find out who put that up there. Yeah. We were struck by lightning or perhaps by a comet here. We went into total darkness for just a few moments, but we are back on the air. So let me welcome back into the studio the host of Bob Enyart Live, Bob Enyart himself.
Now, we just said that Planned Parenthood was suing Leslie Hanks.
Right. They were trying to take away her electric power.
I wonder if any of their operatives found our secret location.
That could be.
The Bob Enyart Live studio in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
Right.
So, Doug, there was a power outage.
Yeah. We need to dig our bunker deeper next time.
Yeah.
Like one of those Soviet subway stations.
That doesn't help because the terrorist blew up a bomb under the KGB headquarters, beneath it.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah. Horrible, horrible.
Tragic. Okay. So,
but
Doug.
I was getting to the Facebook criticism. Now, Facebook is huge. It's huge.
It is big.
So, well, maybe side not with you, but with everyone else.
It is big.
So, a young lady listened to yesterday's broadcast.
Yeah.
And on her Facebook page, she posted that the host on this radio program, and I believe she's referring to this radio program.
Bob Enyart Live.
Bob Enyart Live.
And Doug McBurney.
She says, the host says he'd fight for the rights of slaves in the days of black American slavery for Jews during the Holocaust, but ignored Terri Schiavo when she was starved to death.
What? Come on.
Now,
look at this. I can't even vote.
So you have not been looking at Facebook.
That
she has not been listening to Bob Enyart Live.
I mean, how could people write this that we ignored Terri Schiavo? First of all, whoever wrote this, what are they? They listen to every show we ever did, I guess?
Well, apparently not.
Didn't you go down to Pinellas Park?
Me? There was three people from our church.
Three people
who
from
were there.
Denver Bible Church who were there.
Yeah.
Not only there for Terri, but trying to save Terri if possible.
Yeah, I think I called in to the broadcast. Or no, I came back after I was released from jail. I came back.
Wait, you were in jail in Pinellas Park?
I was in jail there, and it's not a bad jail, actually.
You tried to give Terri Schiavo.
I brought a
Terri
cup of
Schindler,
water. Terri Schindler, yeah.
You tried to give her a cup of water.
I tried to bring her a cup of water, and it was interesting because there was a couple of priests in front of me, and they got down on their knees, and they were cuffed and, you know, gently brought into the truck. And I told the cop, I said, I want to bring her some water, and I'm not getting on my knees. And so I started to walk, and I was immediately thrust to the ground with violent force and then arrested.
And so some people symbolically said, we want to give Terri Schiavo, we want to give her water, but arrest us.
Yes.
And you said, I'm not here to be arrested. I'm here to give Terri a glass of water. And so you went to give her water.
I went.
And they tackled you.
Yes, they did. Yes, they were very effective.
Leslie Hanks was down there.
Leslie Hanks was there. Carl from our church was there. We were all there on pastor's orders, by the way.
Carl Henderson was there.
Yeah, now.
Down. So, and Doug, we have an album.
Yeah, now.
Could you still use that term, album?
I think so.
We have an album on a CD.
On CD, yeah.
Terry Schiavo Debrief, Analysis of the Terry Schindler Battle. And we have this from Bobbinaret Live.
And during that entire two-week period, you covered on the air, while members of the church were down there, you were covering on the air the complete breakdown of the conservative media around the idea of assisted suicide.
Yeah, because the conservative media, that's when National Right to Life and the conservatives switched sides and began to support assisted suicide.
Right, as long as there was a
written directive.
A written directive.
As long as you have a written directive. In fact, if the euthanasia camp,
yeah,
the Hemlock Society, these guys,
yeah, those guys,
if they wanted to pass a national law that said you have a right to assisted suicide and you have to comply with state law, the Christians would have all opposed that.
Well, I would hope so.
Right, but yeah. National Right to Life proposed legislation that did the same thing.
Yeah.
It was called the Incapacitated Persons Legal Protection Act, and they said that if you have a written directive and state law permits it, then it was a recognition of state law for assisted suicide, then so be it. But if you don't have a written directive, then there should be judicial bypass.
Right.
And I thought, they've done it again. How could National Right to Life be wrong on every issue, every time? They are promoting federal recognition of assisted suicide laws when there is no such recognition.
Right. They literally switched sides in the over just a few days. The entire pro-life, yeah, conservative media,
yeah,
conservative leadership, pro-life leadership.
Right. The talk show hosts were all saying, like Sean Hannity and Hugh Hewitt and dozen of them. All they're saying, there's no written directive. There's no written directive.
Well, wait
there's
a minute.
No written directive.
Wait a minute. What do you mean there's no written directive? You were against assisted suicide last week.
Yeah, right. So, Doug, then the triumvirate of compromising conservatives were on the radio all together on one show.
Yeah, Hugh Hewitt. And some other guy.
Michael Medved.
Michael Medved.
And Dennis Prager.
Dennis Prager. That's the one who's so hard to remember.
All three of them. And they were talking about Terry Schiavo. And they said, well, look, if you're a quadriplegic,
yeah,
and you have a written directive, then we think you should have the right to assisted suicide.
Yeah.
And then one of them asked the others, well, what if you're not a quadriplegic? What if you're only a paraplegic?
Yeah.
You know, what if you only have this and that? And you can't deny rights to a paraplegic, can you? So here are the supposed pro-family, pro-life, supposed, because they're not.
Alleged.
They're frauds.
Yeah. Ostensibly pro-life.
Wolves in sheep's clothing. And
even worse, they're wolves in shepherd's clothing. Because they purport to be the opinion leaders.
Wow.
It's even worse than being a wolf in sheep's clothing.
And so they agreed on the air, and they're yucking it up, and they're all, you know, usually they're not all on the same show.
Thankfully.
And, yeah. And so they said, well, you know, if you're handicapped and you want to commit suicide, you want to be starved to death, whatever, you should have that right. I support that.
Yeah.
So the pro-life movement overnight switch sides to support assisted suicide with federal legislation recognizing state law and recognizing written directives, and with our talk show host having followed the lead of National Right to Life and CWA and Focus on the Family and Jay Sekulow and all these groups for decades, hearing that leadership, they no longer know right from wrong. So they thought, well, sure, suicide if you're handicapped, and especially if you have a written directive, you know.
Right. It was stunning and amazing to watch. And if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, I don't listen to every show on every radio station in the nation, I think this is the only broadcast that documented that seismic shift in the pro-life movement.
Yeah. And so, Doug, on our Terry Schiavo debrief, we have on a CD.
Right.
In fact, somebody just... Our producer just brought it in here for me.
Uh-huh.
I've got it.
Okay.
Does it sound good?
Sounds great.
Sounds quality, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, for a CD. 14 tracks. The 14th track, Bobby Schindler agrees with Bob Enyart Live.
Wow.
Agrees that it was a mistake for National Right to Life and our pro-life leaders to begin to support written directives and state suicide laws.
So could we just say to our Facebook friend, Cindy, although I don't know if we're Facebook friends, Cindy, if you want to call in or even send us another message, Cindy, we'd be happy to send you the record of the week Bob Enyart allegedly ignored the 2 weeks.
Well, that was at the end of her life,
right?
We followed this story for a year and a half.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Leslie Hanks was one of the key people in the country who activated 100,000 people to try to save Terry's life.
Yeah.
And we failed. We did not save Terry's life.
We didn't.
No.
We did not.
But we remember her, and she's honored. And her family loves her, and her husband killed her.
Her ex-husband. I think he was already married to another woman at the time.
Yeah, and the court still gave him control over Terry while her family said we could feed her with a spoon.
Yeah.
We could feed her.
Not only that, they were willing to actually feed her.
Right, and we'll take care of her.
They were actually
willing to. He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Right.
They weren't going to burden him with the financial burden of taking care of her.
He denied her any possibility of therapy.
Yeah.
And so it was quite.
By the way, the governor down there, when I was down there, there were every hour or two, there were rumors that Jeb Bush was sending the National Guard.
And those rumors.
And they always.
Those kind of rumors are.
It was sad because we were looking
pathetic.
Out over the horizon saying, Jeb, send the troops.
Yeah, the day that would have happened.
Oh,
I mean, he didn't save Ileana Gonzalez, did he?
No, he didn't.
No.
It's just
so
sad.
But, Doug, the county judge down there who first ordered a judicial starvation of Terry Schiavo, he's a Republican.
I would have
Baptist.
Thought for sure he was a low down, dirty Bill Clinton appointee.
No, he attended a Baptist church, Southern Baptist church, his whole life.
A Baptist?
He's a Republican.
A Republican?
Yeah. And so he ruled that she could be starved to death. So it went to the Second Circuit. Is that who's in Florida? Or the 11th? I get him confused.
And it went to the circuit court.
It went to the circuit court in Florida, and there we had six judges on that circuit court.
I say we because
Ronald Reagan had appointed two of those judges, and George H.W. Bush had appointed two, and George W. Bush had appointed two.
Those are all our judges.
All our judges.
Those are our guys. That's part of our whole strategy was to elect Republicans to appoint conservative judges.
Right, including judges that, for example, focus on the family, Jay Sekulow, National Right to Life, lobbied to get confirmed.
Right. So we were
like
in
William
good hands.
Pryor.
William Pryor, that's right.
Yeah. And all six of our judges voted to go ahead and euthanize Terry Schiavo. All six.
Wow.
Then it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, where seven of the nine were Republican judges.
Right.
And they voted to go ahead and let Terry Schiavo be euthanized. So when National Right to Life says the strategy is we're going to elect Republicans so that we get judges who respect a culture of life, we want them to protect babies in the womb. They won't even protect Terry Schiavo from being starved to death.
Right, right. I remember, too, that was the point at which you took it upon yourself to point out the legal positivism that had infected the pro-life community in your first video, Focus on the Strategy, which we would be happy
focus
to send to...
Focus on the Strategy.
Focus on the Strategy, Cindy. We'll send you that, too. Just to confirm with Cindy on Facebook that we've been paying attention, Cindy.
Now, does Cindy have to pay for these videos? Sending them out of the goodness of our... might not even be Cindy.
Well, that's true. You never know.
It might be a homo.
It could be.
I mean, I don't know. But these DVDs, they cost money.
They do. Well, I would be happy to cover the cost if Cindy could confirm her identity somehow. Because I don't want to be sending them to some homo. Well, actually, even if you're a homo, we'll send them to you because it might do you some good to watch.
Do you remember the power went out?
I know.
That might have been Cindy.
Maybe Cindy works for XL Energy. And she's a plant.
All right. So,
anyway, we were paying attention, Cindy, but we do appreciate the fact that you're listening. Cindy, perhaps we can help.
Hmm.
Anyway, I don't think she's a. I don't think she's going to friend you. If you try to friend her, I don't think she'll friend you back. That's Facebook talk.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. I was not quite sure what
I'll
you're talking about.
I'll explain that to you later.
I mean, I'm not even. I haven't even confirmed that I married Cheryl. I'm certainly not going to friend Cindy.
Well, let me tell you
whatever
this,
that
Bob,
means. I don't even know what that means.
If you've ever been annoyed, well, you're not on Facebook. But if you're on Facebook and you've got people coming out of your high school, junior high school years. And they want to tell you their life story, and it's just kind of tedious. You know, not that I don't care, but when 35 people want to tell me what they've been doing for the last 20 years, it can be difficult. Mm. So what you do is just send a few links to your show, and 99% of them will never communicate with you again.
That's very effective.
But the ones who do, it's amazing.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
Amazing. Yeah, I have not been unfriended by any of my high school former high school mates, but they don't communicate regularly. I think they're a little shocked.
Even though you've come out of the closet.
I've come out
that
of the closet.
You're homophobic.
As a homophobe.
Wow.
Yes, I have, and I feel good about it. I was born this
speaking of homosexuals.
Okay.
You know NARAL?
Yes, the National Abortion Rights Action League.
Yeah. They have their Hall of Shame.
Yeah.
And this is fitting since we announced that Fox News has just interviewed Personhood USA.
Yeah, Brett Baer. And that's
Brett Baer.
We're talking Fox News, the national. Big, yeah, that's
right.
Phenomenal.
Not just the locals.
No, not just here in Denver.
Yeah. And for Lord willing, for broadcast next week on Special Report with Brett Baer.
Yeah.
Well, NARAL's Hall of Shame. They have listed, and this is a very short list.
Yeah.
There's four people on this
list.
That'd
be pretty prestigious.
Four organizations for NARAL's Hall of Shame. Personhood USA, the group behind the anti-choice personhood measures. I love calling it anti-choice.
Amen.
If they say personhood will affect 1,000 laws.
Let's bring it on. Let's do it.
It better affect 1,000 laws.
Yeah, it's going to have to.
Right now, we're killing babies left and right, 50 million of them.
Right, yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, I wasn't there, but I'll bet you when slavery was overturned, there were more than 1,000 laws affected. Not only laws, but statutes
there
and
better
city
be.
Regulations.
There better be.
Yeah.
Declaring that a black person is a full legal person, it better affect 1,000 laws.
Yeah, otherwise it's all just academic. This is real.
Right. So Personhood USA, the group behind the anti-choice personhood measures, Personhood USA exists solely to establish legal rights for fertilized eggs.
Fertilized
Doug,
eggs.
I know that cracks you up.
That's a bee in my bonnet these days.
When they say fertilized eggs.
You know.
Now, I want to encourage people, if you want to come up to speed on whether or not you should talk about fertilized eggs, go to AmericanRightToLife.org. And click on the right on egg unscientific for personhood.
Yeah.
Egg unscientific for personhood. And we quote from the Carnegie Institute, which produced the world's authoritative scientific research on the beginning of human life at the first stages.
Wow. The Carnegie Institute.
Carnegie Institute did this with world-renowned experts. And they state in their, they're called the Carnegie Stages of Early Human Development.
Okay.
And they say that the term egg is best reserved for the breakfast table.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And they say, don't use the term egg.
And this
it's
is
embarrassing.
The Carnegie Foundation is not a right-wing conservative organization.
No. Carnegie Institute for Science.
Yeah. And they were instrumental, in fact, Carnegie was instrumental in the foundations of the abortion movement in America today, specifically the Holocaust against black people, frankly, that's been carried out through. Did you see Moffitt 21?
Doug, I did not
see
it.
The Carnegie involvement. Now, we've heard these things
about
the Carnegie Foundation, about Margaret Sanger. The documentation in that video is shocking, how well documented it is. So the Carnegie
That
you're
cost
talking
a quarter
about.
Of $1 million to produce Moffitt 21.
Well worth it. All the documentation of the things you've talked about for 20 years, it's all right there for everyone to see. So what does the Carnegie Foundation say about fertilized eggs? Do they mention that
Well,
term?
And by the way, this information, it's all at the National Museum of Health and Medicine, which has 24 million specimens and artifacts in its collections, including the Carnegie Stages of Early Human Development. And they say, look, don't use the term egg It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then there's an article here, and you know, don't call Dred Scott a fertilized egg.
Don't call Dred Scott a fertilized egg.
No, don't call a Jewish person a fertilized egg because you're just trying to dehumanize them.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, right? In war?
Yeah.
Terms like Japs and Gooks are used to dehumanize the enemy.
Makes it easier to kill them.
Easier to kill them. So abortionists say POC, products of conception. They're afraid of saying that now since personhood. They talk about tissue. They talk about fertilized eggs.
Yeah.
We're on to their trick.
They're liars.
Thanks, Doug McBurney.
Thanks, Bob.
Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. May God bless you.